Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
6:46 now, 14 till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Chilly this morning. We're about the 40s if you average a temperature. Well, I'd say lower to mid-40s if you average the temperatures throughout the area. And it cools off even more tomorrow and Thursday and Saturday. Tomorrow and Sunday, I'll get it straight. Unfortunately, Christmas Day looking a little bit rainy and a little bit warm. 70% chance for showers, highs in the lower 70s. But it's all about family and friends and the religious significance and so forth. So don't let the weather distract you. Freddie King joins us now, Councilman District C. Good morning, Freddie. How are you?
Good morning, Todd. I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
I'm okay. Let's talk about, before we run out of time, I want to talk about the event that you have coming up for kids, and then we'll talk about some other stuff.
Sure. So tell me, what we have tomorrow at Rock of Ages Baptist Church on Franklin Avenue, we're trying to do things different to get our kids off the street, to get them engaged in different things. So we're going to have a PlayStation tournament tomorrow morning starting at 10 o'clock. What I'm most excited about tomorrow is we're going to have a gun exchange for PlayStations. Things are changing in today's world. Video games are becoming more a part of the everyday world. Colleges are giving scholarships to attend their schools to play video games. Kids are turning pro as early as 12 years old playing video games. So we're encouraging those parents, we're encouraging those youth with guns, handguns that work. Come on by tomorrow, Rock of Ages Baptist Church on Franklin Avenue, starting at 4 o'clock. Give us a gun. No questions, no IDs. You get a brand new PlayStation 5.
All right. Let's talk about what's going on in the French Quarter and other areas of your district.
Sure. So I know a lot of people are still kind of buzzing about that shooting, and I know you want to kind of get into that about the ankle monitor. Or you want to wait with that a little bit?
No, we can get into it.
Go into that. So I think, Tommy, you can't leave common sense at the front door when you're ruling, when you're a judge. The person who did the shooting, who was involved in the shooting, had the ankle monitor, and they had over 40 violations while on the ankle monitoring system. And I just think that is way too many. We all want to see people change their lives and get second chances, but the question becomes, when is enough? When is too many chances enough? And I think, first of all, certain crimes, I would not put somebody on ankle monitor. Crimes of violence, crimes involving domestic violence, I personally would put them on an ankle monitor. But once you're on an ankle monitor, you're already on probation, and you run afoul of the law and you slip up and violate that ankle monitor agreement, then I think you should be brought into jail, brought into court right away, take the ankle monitor off and put in jail.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's pretty simple. So how do you make judges more accountable?
Well, I think one thing we can do is have one of our state legislators maybe draft an ordinance or draft a statute that says after so many ankle monitor violations, and that person, that judge, is forced to call in that defendant and find out what's going on and possibly take the ankle monitor off or put them in jail. Or maybe another solution is, again, if you have a act of violence, a crime in maybe sexual nature or domestic violence, that you're not even eligible for ankle monitor supervision. I believe that's a privilege, being on an ankle monitor. And if you don't cooperate while enjoying that privilege, and that privilege should be taken away. It's not a right to be on ankle monitor supervision.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We'll get back talking to Councilman Freddie King. We'll talk about Algiers as well when we come back and about crime. 6:55 now, 5 till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Freddie King, New Orleans City Council member. Freddie, somebody texted a couple of different times here about a three strikes, you're outlaw. Do you know anything going on with that or what the state says about that or the city? And they're wondering, I guess, if you have three felonies. I guess they're saying if they have three felonies, you go to jail. What's the situation there? You're an attorney. Tell me.
I'm familiar with that on a national level, Tommy. I don't want to say that I'm familiar with that on a local or a state level, but I have heard about that on a national level. Something happened years ago.
All right, somebody wants to know about the gun-free zone. How's that working out in the French Quarter? I don't know what there's. I don't know if they're being serious about that or being sarcastic. We can also talk about concealed carry and carve-outs and so forth. But the bottom line is, if somebody wants to carry a gun, and that's got nothing to do with you or District C or the city or the French Quarter, it's the country. If somebody wants to carry a gun and get a gun and carry a gun, really, there's nothing you can do to stop them, is there? Unless you put them through a metal detector.
If someone wants to carry a gun and just do something wrong, there is very little that can be done to stop somebody who has bad intentions. I would love to see the French Quarter, other parts of District C that are densely populated, like Meredith, have a gun-free carve-out. I know that our state legislators are going to go back to the governor and try to have that carve-out zone in the French Quarter. We tried it in the city council with making the 8th District Police Station an educational training facility. That wasn't successful. But I think it is very, very important that the French Quarter is a gun-free zone. Not so much not being able to carry guns. We don't want that gun. You don't want guns mixed with alcohol and other vices in the French Quarter. But it gives the police an opportunity to make lawful stops and to find illegal drugs, illegal guns. I know last year during Mardi Gras, NOPD confiscated over 100 guns during the Mardi Gras weekend that were legally confiscated because individuals were illegally carrying the guns. They were felon in possession of a firearm. So you just take one tool out of the tool chest of NOPD and other law enforcement agents when you don't allow them to be able to conduct those lawful stops. While we're in the French Quarter, Tom, I just want to briefly touch on the trash contract. We signed the emergency trash contract yesterday in the city council. With politics aside, disagreements aside, I think it was time to move forward representing the French Quarter, understanding how important that area is to the entire city, to the entire state. I thought it was very important we move forward, execute the emergency contract with IV Waste. So come Monday, December 23rd, trash service will not be interrupted. Trash will still be picked up right in time for the holidays, right in time for the Super Bowl, for Mardi Gras. And just every day living in the French Quarter requires that trash picked up without any interruption.
Freddie, let me pick your brain for 2 minutes. Freddie, a Shaw graduate. Congratulations to our Shaw Eagles, right? State champions. But let me pick your brain for a minute.
Absolutely.
You're a successful attorney. You have a practice. So you're a businessman, right? That's a business that you're running. You're also an elected official.
Sure.
Leave Democrats out of it. Leave Republicans out of it. Leave liberals out of it. Leave conservatives out of it. Just talk, if you will, about the differences between running a business and running a government.
Well, running a government, you have more people that rely on you. Of course, you have, look at District C, we have over 70,000 residents, or roughly 70,000 residents, that rely on my leadership. If I make a mistake, if my council makes a mistake, if my colleagues make a mistake, we're affecting many more people than just Freddie King, who runs the King Law Firm. I think the stakes are a lot higher when you're running a business. I try to approach both my business, my private business, and the city council with the utmost respect, with the utmost professionalism, because no matter big or small, you want to put your best foot forward. I think the main difference is, Tommy, you have so many more people depending on you, relying on you, and the stakes are higher, and there's less room for error when you're running government.
And there's a lot of more varied interest, and as a result, the complexity increases exponentially. Does it not?
Sure. There are a lot of interests. I tell people, especially on the city council, when you tell one group yes, you're inherently telling another group no. So you're going to make someone upset. You're going to make a group upset. No matter you think you're doing the right thing and all of the numbers say that you're doing the right thing, there are going to be people who disagree. And you're going
Thank
to
you,
make
Freddie. Thank you, sir. Happy Merry Christmas.